We're visiting with Rich Nelson, the chief strategist at Allendale, and we've got a report that just came out. So Rich is going to tell us a little bit. What did you see as far as the numbers go for the quarterly grain stocks report and the spring acreage planting estimates?
You know, pretty much for this June 1 quarterly grain stocks estimate. So this is a count of what's left over from last fall's harvest as of, in this case, June 1. So as far as the corn and soybeans, this represents after three quarters of usage, and it does for wheat wrap up the old crop market year. Numbers on the stocks as far as corn goes, 5.224 billion bushels. That actually was higher, quite a bit higher, almost 300 million than the average trade guess. So it implied that our feed use was, believe it or not, was actually a little weaker than expected this past quarter. Soybean numbers as it stands, sitting here at 1.4 billion bushels, pretty much right on the average trade guess. So no surprises for soybeans. We did find a little negative news for corn. And I will have to point out as well, wheat numbers implied maybe a little weaker usage than expected as well this past quarter.
Will, did you see anything that really jumped out to you as far as, I mean, I know the corn numbers were kind of bullish. What about anything else?
You know, for the most part, the main message as far as the acreage as it stands. So corn acres got all the billing here as far as the trade attention, but the main discussion point for acreage as a whole, we lost 7 million acres total from the March survey. And obviously, the clear majority of this was corn. 5 million was corn. But very clearly, it shows that producers had a lot of resistance based on prices, low prices, virus concerns, and maybe some input concerns as well this past spring.
Well, both corn and soybean crops look really good. So with these numbers, how low can cash prices expect to go this fall?
And that's a really good question here. So as it stands right now, these numbers would imply the USDA's corn stocks at least could drop from 3.3 billion, maybe into that 2.7 to 3.0 range. That still gives us lower prices. That still gives us maybe $3 for futures. And depending on your location, whether you're in Oklahoma, which might have a positive basis, or Nebraska, Iowa, which might have a negative basis, we might still see some further price deterioration. Soybean side of things here, these numbers are not bearish, and they weren't beforehand. We still suggest roughly $9 for November futures, and that, of course, gives us anywhere from $8.30 to $8.60 for cash beans.
Anything in the stocks report that gives you any insights on China or the other international players? You know, USMCA takes effect today, so what does that look like for you guys?
You know, as it stands, there wasn't anything here in today's report which told us much about this whole China story. Certainly, that story is still in front of us in the coming weeks and months. A large part of our concern right now is the fact that it is time for China to start buying some farm commodities, especially soybeans, and the prices would suggest it. But as it stands right now, they're not yet jumping in with both feet here.
Connecting our stocks and potential crops to the livestock folks, can the cattle guys and the hog guys expect some cheaper grain for a while?
And that's definitely a big question for us. In the very short term, we have a little rally right now based on today's report, and that's being exaggerated by the weather forecast. You know, a lot of Midwest is quite concerned about this heat and hot and dry forecast, as well as pretty much all of the plains. Main issues of concern for us, though, is this probably will not stop the general story for corn, at least, of higher stocks and lower prices up ahead. You can maybe argue for soybeans and some other products. Might not be as bad of a piece of news.
Let's talk a little bit about cotton for a minute in relation to purchasing. Where are we at with that on overall supply?
You know, for the most part, the cotton story has been a little disappointing this past year. Lower than expected purchases from some of our main buyers and whatnot. That's expected to continue for the next couple of weeks. A lot of people have speculated that maybe the situation might change a little bit here as we go into fall for cotton specifically here. Maybe we'll see a change not just in price, but also in numbers and basically a clear buying signal. So something we're waiting on our seats here, but as of yet, still considered a little disappointing.
Well, you know, as we go through COVID-19, it's impacting everything as far as trade, the way people eat out, and of course, market analysis. I assume that you guys are seeing all questions related to COVID-19 as well.
We certainly are. And this, like you mentioned, this covers pretty much everything we can imagine. So this impacts us on the grain side very, very clearly. Driving lower driving levels does impact corn for ethanol. and also impacts the 10% of soybeans, which do go into biodiesel. So that's a negative there too. You also mentioned the other factors in terms of impacts from the consumer side. Obviously, on this issue, as we're not going to have this reopening we hoped for in the second half of summer, looks like we'll still have maybe concerns about curtailed meat demand a little bit here in these next
years. Well, Rich, thank you so much for taking time to visit with us today. We always enjoy talking to you.
I'm very happy to help anytime, guys. Thank you so much.